Steve Mitchell, I'm the CEO at Dreamland Margate. We said when we set out on this project that we wanted to make sure we had something that we'd be really proud of when we opened. And we also, as we went through the project, we expanded our ambitions and we tried to make sure that we were future-proofing the park. So things like installing Wi-Fi across the park, making sure we've got electricity points all around where we might need them in the future as well. So to do all of that and to have all of the landscaping done across the park and all of the rides restored, you know, we think it's the right time to open tonight. It looks really busy out there. Certainly it's going to put some pressure on us operationally because, you know, night one is going to be a very busy night, but it'll be great to see how we cope and hopefully we go on from there. Over the last few months, we've bought a few other buildings and land adjacent to the park. So tonight we're doing a soft launch of the Cinqports pub on the seafront as well. And we're also opening a rooftop bar on the seafront, which is called Ziggy's and is a Jamaican-style ramen barbecue shack. So that's got great views out over the Margate skyline. But we've got more to do on the seafront to do our bit to regenerate that. And across the park as well, we've got, you know, a plan not just for this year, but for the next 2, 3, and 5 years. For a long time, Dreamland's been, you know, at the heart of Margate. It's physically a huge footprint and it's right by the beach. So, you know, that in itself is unique, not just in the area, but almost across the country. And we know that everyone locally has an affinity with Dreamland. Everyone grew up, you know, through different eras coming to Dreamland over the decades. So it's great that we're able to expand the park, have something that hopefully people locally will come and use and be proud to show, you know, their friends and family that come from out of the area what a great place it is. And I think that links to the regeneration of Margate as a whole. We've got the Turner Contemporary, you know, at the other end of the beach there as a prime example of how Margate's really going from strength to strength at the minute.